only 50,000 premises across the country have so far been connected to the government's national broadband network. 1.1 million is the overall number of people in homes and businesses in the government's plan, which began in 2019 and is meant to finish in 2026 at an estimated cost of €5.5 billion. The 50,000th connection is happening today at a farm in Cork. With us in studio now is the Minister of State for this responsibility, Oisin Smith. Minister Smith, you're very welcome. Why are you highlighting how far behind you are in making broadband available to every home and business in the country?
So we are ahead of target. That's the first thing. This is the largest infrastructure project that's actually happening in the state at the moment. It's over €2 billion. And it is very ambitious, more ambitious than other European countries are doing for their rural broadband. We are going to bring fibre broadband to every single home, farm and business in rural Ireland, outside of an area where it's not commercially feasible to develop.
How can you be on target when 250,000 were meant to have been connected by 2021, even with COVID? Is your timetable not seriously delayed?
Not at all. So we were meant to have connected 45,000 homes by June of this year. We passed that number out. So that was the point where...
But do you just keep rewriting the targets we've deployed, in line with what you're doing?
We have a target that was drawn up when the contract was drawn up in 2020. It's a seven-year project. Mm. It will complete at the end of the 7 years. As you said, that's the end of 2026. And we're ahead of where we should be at the moment.
Now, there are two things. 50,000 is very small.
50,000 is the number of people who've taken it up. Mm. There are 180,000 who have it available and can, within 10 days, have it connected. So our target
but
is not
connected
to, we can't force people to take up the service, but we can offer it to people. So there are 180,000 homes and farms that have the fibre passing outside their curb. Within 10 days, any of those businesses or farms or homes can have an internet connection. So that's our target.
But your target is 1.1 million overall.
Not to actually connect them. So it is we're having a much higher rate of take up than we expected. We didn't expect that 50,000 out of 180,000 would have taken up the service already. And that level will keep going up until around, we expect that 80% of people who are offered the service will take it up eventually. And the reason for that is because we've set the price at a level for rural Ireland that is at the same price level as if you were living in a city. So we're offering people that equality of opportunity.
But how many counties are fully connected, not ready to be connected, not available to
no
be connected?
No county is fully connected, right. But every county is being connected at the same time. So we took a political decision at the start of the contract that instead of sort of working out from some counties and then working out to the furthest counties, that we would have teams in every county in Ireland. Mm. So we have 1,000 workers working across the country connecting fibre. And it is absolutely transformative for people who've received the service. Yeah. It means that when it comes to your village, it means that you can live in your village, yeah. You can stay there, it brings jobs.
Yeah, but did COVID not change everything when it comes to the number of people who are doing far more work now,
yes,
from their homes,
yes,
and who don't have broadband?
Yeah, there was two things happened with COVID. The first thing is that the project stalled for about 8.5 months because of the restrictions on working. And we've now caught up with that. The second thing that happened was that the business case for this project suddenly became a whole lot stronger. The assumptions about how many people would need or require fibre broadband in rural Ireland were completely wrong. They were complete underestimates. Now it turns out that it's an essential. It's the same as any utility like water,
electricity, or gas. So what is your overall target now? Is it still 1.1 million, bearing in mind the change in nature?
There are three things here.
Plus the increase in population.
Our target is to bring fibre broadband to the 560,000 homes in Ireland that are outside of the commercial area. There are 1.1 million people living in those, mm-hmm, 560,000 homes, and we have connected to 50,000 homes today. So that's where we are at the moment.
So COVID,
we will have completed.
That change from COVID, though, means it's more urgent. There is a more urgent case for connections to be made quicker.
The value that it's bringing to people is higher. The demand is higher. People want it more. It's more needed. But if you think of, like, this is the equivalent of rural electrification. And if you think of that project, it went on for 50 years. This is a 7-year project.
We're living in very different times.
We're going to reach it by the end of 2026. And I fully expect that we will have the project completed.
How much will it
ahead of target and also below budget? Because the way that the contract is structured is that the contractor only gets paid every time they connect somebody. Mm-hmm. So we cannot run over budget.
So what is the figure?
It's 2.1 billion.
2.1 billion.
Yeah, it's the amount of money, the total contract for the...
And it's not going to run over that?
It can't, because you only get paid. They only get paid for each home that they connect as we go along. And the project has been well designed. We're not finding things that we didn't expect in it. We did have a very slow period at the start. There was a learning period at the start of the project where it wasn't going fast enough. There was the pandemic. That has now been overcome. And the rate of delivery of the contract is of the number of homes being connected per month, which is around 8,000 per month are being passed, is way ahead of what we ever expected.
I want to ask you about a couple of other stories in the news today. One relates to your brief as well as Minister, CyberSafe Kids reporting today about the level of bullying of school-aged children in both primary and secondary, the numbers increasing, terrible stories, and also about things that they are seeing online at a very young age, which they definitely should not be seeing online. So don't you as the government have an absolute duty to protect children from being harmed online by taking action against the technology companies if they fail in their duties? And is that simply not happening?
No, we do have a responsibility to protect children. And that's why the Online Safety Commissioner has been appointed. Legislation to allow for the regulation of social media companies was passed by my colleague, Catherine Martin, Minister for Media. And it's important, we have, Ireland has this really critical role because these social media companies are based in Ireland. You know, these companies which have hundreds of millions of users are here, and it's our job to regulate
them. But the length of time it takes to get all of that legislation in place to allow the Online Safety Commissioner to do their job, the damage is being done every hour of every day to a lot of children.
I mean, as you know, bullying was something that existed when we were in school as well. But now it's moved to this new level whereby once you leave the school gate and get home to your parents, you're not safe. It's a 24-hour thing. Mm-hmm. And anybody who is experiencing bullying, and I know it's very widespread, there's a website called tacklebullying.ie which gives you resources. So if you're a parent or you're a child who's suffering from this, have a look at tacklebullying.ie for information about what you can do.
Do you support an outright ban on phones in primary schools?
I do. I think that it's up to each school to make that decision, but I know that some schools have done it. I think it has been, and it's been very successful. And I think some of them have brought in this system where they issue a pouch to each child in the class. They put the phone in there during the day, so they can hold on to their phone.
So you would leave it to the individual schools rather than bringing in legislation.
I think we can give guidelines. We've already given anti-bullying guidelines to schools. Each school is meant to bring up their own to draw up their own anti-bullying charter. But I think each school should have the power to make their own decisions about what in consultation with the parents. Mm-hmm. Is this something we want to do in our school? And I think that that those schools that have done it have had a very successful experience.
One final question. The government expecting that tented accommodation will become the main source of accommodation for newly arriving Ukrainian refugees from next week. That is a long way from just last December when your colleague Roderick O'Gorman said that to an Oireachtas committee that you were going to stop using tents to house refugees.
Yeah, we've been using tents in Tullamore in a military facility up to now as a last resort, and in the last 4 months we've had 10,000 Ukrainians arrive in the country. So in other words, the rate that they're arriving has increased. We're now faced with a real short term difficulty for the next few weeks, and the government has contracted to take over the tents that were at the electric picnic over the weekend. And I think that today or tomorrow, up to 750 Ukrainians will be moving into those tents. But that's obviously a very short-term facility.
How short-term?
6 weeks, I would expect.
But it's never 6 weeks. That's been said so many times before, 6 weeks. And then at the end of the 6 weeks, it keeps going.
The government has shown an ability, and Roderick O'Gorman's department has shown an ability to put huge quantities of accommodation online. They're accommodating more than the population of Galway City at this stage. Mm. So within 1 year, they have come up with temporary accommodation at that speed. And I fully expect that they will be capable of housing those Ukrainians at the end of the 6 weeks.
Thank you very much for coming in to us, Minister of State, Oisín Smith.